कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। आई एम वेरी ग्लैड दैट come since long I wanted to fulfill the order of my Shiksha Guru Aung Vishnu Parsisun Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. When he was coming to European countries, especially to America, he requested so much to come with him, but at that time I could not come because I was engaged in the service of my holy master, divine master, नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णु पार्षद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज हु वाज आल्सो द संन्यास रिनाउंस ऑर्डर ही हैज गिवन टू स्वामी जी। दे वर वेरी बुजम फ्रेंड्स फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग। माय गुरु महाराज केम टू Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur in 1916, and perhaps Swamiji came 1922 perhaps, or like this. You remember the day? They were both friends from beginning. Deva Asto stayed in Allahabad, my Gurudev, in the home of Swamiji there. So I know him from very beginning, since 1946 or 47, in the beginning of 47. I remember the days when he took sannyas in Mathura, and I was like a priest. I managed everything there. I also sent all his books, Mridanga, Kartal, and everything what he ordered me. Now I am remembering. 22nd Avenue in New York. There I sent everything, and from here he wrote me so many letters. He also wrote me that I have now established ISKCON and we are starting from here to all places. He also wrote me that I am going to from here to East Coast, San Francisco. He also, time to time, he ordered me to send devotees and deities of Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Radha Krishna. He also told me that you should send 10 kilos of Mathura's famous sweet peda. I think at that time he was not there to test the sweets remnants. So I think that when I met with him in 1946, at that time no scone, no any one of the scone. Even I think that they have not taken birth at that time, so many. The relation is from that time and so much. So Bhagavan,
fortunate
to serve him, he, to carry his orders. Also, I'm so fortunate that there were so many his god brothers, more qualified than me, so many. And there were so many learned and scholar, GVC leaders also. But he especially called me and told me that you should give my samadhi with your own hand, because you are so much qualified in our Vedic culture. You know everything. Now I am so much satisfied that you have come. You should also manage my separation festivals. And also you should try to, you should help my these boys which I have brought from there. I then requested him that I want to tell something to your disciples. And he at once called all his senior GVCs and devotees. I told that you should not think that he is dead. He will never die. So I think that Swamiji has brought it this world, and he has descended to this world with some messages. So after his going to Golok Vrindavan to serve his divine couple Sri Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, you should not fight among yourselves. You should try to develop in whole world his mission, being together. I think that after going any holy master, disciples quarrel among them, who will be acharya? I will be acharya. I will control everything. So a dispute arises there. I request you not to quarrel among yourself. Try to give honor everyone. Those who are kanishta, madhyam, or anything. Those who are not initiated even, you should know that they are chanting, so they should be considered as the family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are all family. When I came here, I saw a slok of Gita here. Jo mam pasyati sarvatra sarvanchamai pasyati tasyaham na pranasyami sacha na me na pranasyati. I become so glad to see this. Also, this was the message of Swamiji. But sometimes we don't care and don't follow this sloka. If Krishna is everywhere and we are all the living entities in Krishna, then nothing to control, nothing to do anything. Besod, we must honor all. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told that we should honor all, knowing this, that Krishna is everywhere. Jani Krishna Adhisthan. Jive Samman Dive Jani Krishna Adhisthan. In all living entity, Krishna is there. Sachinandan Gaur Hari Nityananda Prabhu is there. So we should try. We must honor all. Those who are doing bhajan are not doing bhajan. Those who see in hawks like same Atma, soul and Krishna, cows in the devotees, in Kansa, Ravana and all. Like Narada, he is Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagavat, like Sukadeva Goswami Narada. We cannot be like them, but yet still we should try to honor. Even an ant, even an praise creepers everyone. This was the mission of Swamiji. No, not to struggle, to control, to do anything. Be humble. So if you are doing so, then whole world will be like friends. And that is why Swamiji came here, where all were engaged in wealth, women and wine. All were engaged in lust and everything, quarreling. They also used to give some bottle of wine to Swamiji also. I know here this is the place. They wanted to get cigarette to him. I know everything. And first when I went also there, and we have parikrama there, where he used to sit in that park, what park?
Tompkins Square.
Where hippie used to join him with their instruments and dance and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
And that is why joining him they become happy. Become hippie too. So I know that when he used to walk in the park or everywhere, anywhere, he used to tell in the morning, good morning, good women, good morning to everyone. By his sweet behavior and sweet, very ordinary and simple teachings, he conquered the hearts of all. And though I know also that who were in opposite to ISKCON leaders, they used to tell him that, oh, your Gurudev is so bona fide, so honorable, so
generous.
But you are not so. I heard here. So, by this sweet behavior, he conquered everything. This is ISKCON, Krishna consciousness, really. And if you are not following him, we are not real ISKCON. Real ISKCON is Narad. Near ISKCON is Vyasadeva. Real ISKCON is Sukadeva Goswami. Their descendants, all are bona fide disciplic acharyas. Rupa Raghunath, Sarvadamodar Raya Ramananda, after that Narottam Thakur, Srinivas Shyamananda, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, up to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada himself, and after that our Guruji, the Swamiji. They are form. At first it was known as Vishwa Vaishnava
Rasa.
Now he was. Same wine in
new
colored bottles. Not anything new. Swamiji has not brought anything new. Our acharyas had not bring anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought. What he brought? At first it was only bhakti. Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya were following that bhakti. Before that, Prahlad Maharaj, Chitraketu Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, before that Narad, Brahma, all were practicing bhakti yoga, but not bhakti rush. There is far difference between bhakti rush and bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought anarpita charin chirat karunyava tirna kalau samarpayitum munnato jvala sangsa bhakti shriyam harihapurat sundara dhut kadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare spuratme sachinandanaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Brahma one day, only 500 years before, he descended from Golok Vrindavan, Shvet Deep, and brought a new message. Not quite new, but in Brahma Deep, new. That he wanted to give all entities, living jivas. What thing? Unnata Ujjala Arasang Svabhakti Sriyam. Unnata Ujjala Arasa. What is? Gopi mood are Unnata Ujjala Arasa. Only Gopi's mood. Not of Satyabhama Rukmini. Not of Sita Devi. Not of Lakshmi Devi. Not the mood of Yashoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj, not the mood of Subal Sakha, even only the modes of Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, and Rukmanjari, Rati Manjari, all. Chandravali also. Their love, affection is called Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Krishna even has not that mood, and he wanted to borrow that mood from Srimati Mati Radhika to test himself. Without these modes of Radhika, Krishna cannot test his mood. Krishna is so beautiful, but Srimati Radhika is more beautiful. Krishna is so sweet, but Srimati Radhika is more sweet. Krishna is so much fragrant, Srimati Radhika is more and more. Krishna is so merciful, but Radhika is most that thing. So in every way. But Krishna saw that why it is becoming opposite. I know that Radhika is my prem guru. But anything in myself is so prominent that Srimati Radhika sees me and becomes mad. What is that? How? Then I know that something is in me that is makes all the gopis, all Lalita Vishakha and more to Srimati Radhika, they become mad. And that is the thing, Mahabhava, not in Krishna. Krishna prema is divided to all. To her mother, all the divorces, lakhs and innumerable. But Srimati Radhika prema, or Gopi's prema, is still whole and they can give to Krishna. But Krishna cannot give. He cannot give forget any devotee, whether in Dwarka, where in Hastinapur, where in Vrindavan, where in Navadvip, where this place, he cannot give up any devotees. So Krishna, love and affection is divided into so many parts, but gopis is not. Any of the gopis, whole. So Krishna wanted to take, wanted to borrow the mood. What that mood was? Unnata ujjvala rasa bhava. They have no connection with their husband, no children at all, nothing. They have never married with Krishna, even. But their love and affection to Krishna was so high. So he took the heart, that mood of Srimati Radhika, Mahabhav, Unnat Ujjal Bhav, Parkiya Bhav. Especially, Rood Adhirood, Madan Modan, and all things which Krishna cannot imagine that they are in me. And he borrowed and he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sachinandan. The mercy, combined mercy of Radha and Krishna both came in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he wanted to test this mode and to sprinkle something. Swabhakti Sriyam Unnata Ujjvala Ras is of Srimati Radhika. Swabhakti means, Swa means himself, Krishna Swa, and Bhakti, Srimati Radhika. How? The topmost bhakti is called Mahabhav. And Mahabhav Sarupa is Radhika Thakurani. So Radhika, Srimati Radhika is Swabhakti. And then Sriyam. What is the meaning of the Sriyam? Sriyam means
beauty.
Beauty. The beauty of that affection of Srimati Radhika. What is? The mood of Ramanjaris. How Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari and all are serving Krishna. So he wanted to sprinkle this thing in conditional souls, because they are Nitya Siddha, jivas are there, they are already there, possess all these things. And by Swarup we are also like this. But he gave it. Vishuddha Sattva coming from Golok Vrindavan, from their associates. This was most important thing. I know that Swamiji in the disciplic order has come only to give this also to jivas. Through Harinam Sankirtanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If you are not having such qualified bhakti, pure bhakti, we cannot glorify Swamiji. We cannot know that who he was, how he came to this world, to what gain. Then we will say, oh, he has given me so much wealth. Oh, he is so glorious. He has made so many temples in the whole world, preached in very shortly everywhere. All are telling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And after some time they may give up Jivishi also. Some may can. If anyone touches the glory of Swamiji, he will surely go to Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan Dham, Arnavdeep Dham. Maya cannot touch them. So this is the glory of Swamiji, who Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Padamayi Vadati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fulfilled the mode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in their line, all are bona fide disciplic acharya, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, up to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and up to Swamiji. There is some Bhajpan, this thing. Not only Bhakti, not only Harinam, Dinam, not mixing with Prem, Krishna or any Kali Yuga Vatar can give it. Advaita Acharya, Prabhu Mahavishnu can give it. And he can turn the yugas. They have power to do. But they cannot give this thing, Prem. And name full of these Prems. What these Prem? Sakha Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav, and Madhur Bhav. They cannot give. They cannot bestow this mood of gopis to anyone. So Advaita Acharya gave him Tulasi and Gangajal, and he prayed, and he at once gave up his throne and came to descended to this world. So we should try to fulfill the orders and teachings of Srila Swamiji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Maharaj. And if we are fulfilling his mission, then we are really disciples. And we are qualified to give Pushpanjali in his lotus feet, otherwise no. Those who have envy, those who have anger, those who are duplicity or
hypocrisy,
anger, lust, and party feelings, they cannot touch even the teachings or for the feet of Swamiji. We should try to be so generous to bring all in his laps, unto his lotus feet. This is the thing by which he can be pleased. I want to tell one sloka here that he has written the meaning and purport of that sloka. And that is the main teaching of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, main teaching of Srila Rupa Goswami and our disciplic order. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukrattananu Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyujya Tishthan Braje Tadanugami Jananuragi Kalam Naid Akhilami Ityupadesha Sharam Tannama Rupa Charitadi. We can read the meaning and purpose. Are hearing?
Activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya ignorance, the essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraja, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees, who are deeply attached to his devotional service. Purport. Since the mind may be one's enemy or one's friend, one has to train the mind to become his friend. The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna's business.
What is the meaning of this line?
The meaning of this line is that the Sri Rupa Goswami says that the essence of sadhana, or the practice of Krishna consciousness, is to always think of Krishna and never to forget him. And this is the meaning of the Krishna consciousness.
For 20 hours, 24
hours. 24 hours.
And he has no time to criticize, no time to think about worldly things, nothing to struggle, nothing to manage. If he is engaged, like Haridas Thakur and Sarup Damodar Rai Ramananda, like Rupa Goswami, He Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Suna Kuta, Se Govardhan Kalp Pada Patale, Kalindi Vanni, Goshantavit Sarvata Ukhe Dai Mahabirvalau, Bande Rupa Sanatana, Raghu Jugau Sri Chi. Like this, then he will never have any time to do anything. His mind is controlled at once. His mind is not free that day. He has to work so hard day and night. So he will not think anything. Living Krishna katha, Krishna chanting Krishna. What he will chant? He will chant. Agadamana Jasoda Nandana Unandasu Kamala Nayana Gopi Chandra Binda Banandra Pranata Karana Krishna Vityane Kasarupe Taina Maruchi Uchai Varadhatam Nam Radha Krishna. Hey Krishna, but he is not satisfied by telling Krishna. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, even he is not satisfied. Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho. Then Bandhu means?
Friend of the poor.
Friend of the poor. Deena Bandho. Then? Jagatpate. Like Jagannath. But he is not still satisfied. Then itself? Gopesa. Even not satisfied. Something lacking. Then he is telling Gopesa Gopika Kanta. He became so satisfied, but even not so satisfied. Then Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Radha Raman Radha Govinda Radha Madan Mohan Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Rashtihari Radha Madhav. These names are. So we should chant these. Who will chant? Who will have the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Rupa and Sanatan always and not permitting his mind to do anything, giving up all these things. Nothing to manage, nothing to control in this world, nothing, nothing. Like Swamiji, we should try to take his teachings. Go on.
The mind contains hundreds and thousands of impressions, not only of this life, but also of many, many lives of the past.
You should try to deeply go through these things. These are the sum and substance of whole Vedas, Upanishad, also Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam also. But we don't try to go deep, only sometimes saw something and in basket. Yeah, tokari.
Basket.
So we should go. We should try to go and try to follow and practice all these things.
These impressions sometimes come in contact with one another and produce contradictory pictures. In this way, the mind's function can become dangerous for a conditioned soul. Students of psychology are aware of the mind's various psychological changes. In Bhagavad Gita 8.6 it is said, Yam Yam Vapi Smaram Bhavam Tajatyante Kalevaram Tam Tame Vaiti Konteya Sada Tad Bhava Bhavataha.
Very good slok. Explain and perfect in Gita. You should try to see those who are dying. They are thinking anything like Bharat and they become tear. So if we will chant always Krishna name and I will think about Krishna and Vrindavan and Gopis and Gops, Subal, Siddham, Sakha, all. Smaranam Krishna and also Smaranam to his
associates
like Subal, Siddham, Madhumangal or Nanda Yashoda or like Gopis. Always. Then why we will not be like that? Gop Gopi, if only by remembering deer, he became deer. Then why we will not be? Surely it will be. And this is called Ashtakaliya Leela. But we don't know all these things. And we think that we are uttam mahottam Vaishnava. We should try to know that we are nothing. Even not if we have reached on the platform of Vaishnava. I am telling for myself, not for others. So we should know that even we are not having nishtha like Haridas Thakur, we have so many fears, so much fear for dangers and all these things. Haridas Thakur told that if I will be cut into lakhs and lakhs pieces, I cannot give up Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he did, and he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, and he was like to die. But even chanting from his wounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then they prayed that you should die. Oh yes, I should die. Then he took samadhi and they fell in Ganges and he returned more powerful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, then they declared this is, he is
Jindapir.
Mane, like a goddess. So this is called nishtha. Even nishtha, we have not that nishtha. We go to near cities, we go to some other fire, learn something. I know that if anyone learns Swamiji books, he will have not to go in universities, colleges, everywhere. In his college, everything is there. But I think those who have no faith in his teachings and something more they want to gain, then they have not touched the teachings of Swamiji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankartyanam, and he also told Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam. We know that Krishna Prem is Prayojan. Gopi Prem, Mathur Birah Prem is Prayojan. We know. In your cities, in degrees, colleges, they cannot give this because they are opposite to that thing. They are atheist and all these things. We cannot have in Mayavadi associations. We cannot have in Prakashananda Saraswati's or Sarvam Bhattacharya. They cannot give. When they came in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then they can give. Otherwise, no. So we need not nothing. Guru told me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Guru gave me what thing? He gave me only one slok. Hare Nam, Hare Nam. You are so foolish. You are not learned.
You have no qualification for Vedanta.
So you should remember this slok and chant this name. And he gave one mantra, Gopal mantra, and told that. You should remember always this. So I am remembering, and sometimes I become mad, sometimes I become to laugh, sometimes rolling down to earth. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should faith that name can give you everything, but association is needed. So Swamiji has come to give these things. He will write all these things.
So now the translation of the verse. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. End quote. At the time of death, the mind and intelligence of a living entity create the subtle form of a certain type of body for the next life. The mind suddenly thinks of something not very congenial. One has to take a corresponding birth in the next life. On the other hand, if one can think of Krishna at the time of death, he can be transferred to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan.
This is more important. We never read these things. We have our look, all these things. So we should try to go deep more.
This process of transmigration is very subtle.
Subtle?
Subtle.
Subtle.
Means
Sukshma. Yes.
Yeah. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami advises devotees to train their minds in order that they will be unable to remember anything other than Krishna. Mm. Similarly, the tongue should be trained to speak only Krishna and taste only Krishna prasad. Srila Rupa Goswami further advises Tishtan Raje. One should live in Vrindavan or any part of Rajabhumi. Rajabhumi, or the land of Vrindavan, is supposed to be 84 kroshas in area. One krosha equals 2 square miles. When one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there.
This is also so important. Only doing chanting will not do anything. If any association more superior than myself, many devotees will think, more superior, and they will be in that environment, in their guidance, and chant, remember, then it will be bona fide. Otherwise, if you are not there in bona fide Vaishnava association, we can be Mayabadi, salvation can come to me. We can be happy in this world, making merry and all these things. We have so many big buildings here. Even Swarga we can have, but not that Brajabhumi. We can also have Vaikuntha, 4 kinds of salvation there, but not, we cannot go in Braja. We cannot go in Navadvip Shvet Deepa. So he's writing.
In this way, one should always think of Krishna and his pastimes. This is further elucidated in by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. 1-294. Hmm. Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtam nija samahitam.
Samahitam.
Tat kata ratas chasau kuryat asam praje siddha. A devotee should always reside in the transcendental realm of Raja and always engage in Krishnam smaram janam chasya praishtam, the remembrance of Sri Krishna and his beloved associates. By following in the footsteps of such associates and by entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again, Srila Rupa Goswami states in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi Tadbhava Lipsuna Karya Raja Loka Anusarita. Quote, in the transcendental realm of Raja, Raja Dhamma, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices.
We should not think that we are not qualified and we will be out of maya, illusory maya, and will be liberated. Then we can do like this. No. He is especially telling in this stage of what?
Sadhan.
What sadhan? Sadhan bhakti. From Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. From when he was initiated, from beginning. But we don't care for this. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. This is the mission. So we should do like this, following these things. And if you are following all these things, then we can never be in always in lower classes. We'll have to develop our Krishna consciousness from Kanish to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam. And what is that? This Krishna prema, to serve Krishna, to serve Nityananda Prabhu or Gaurachandra.
This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of...
What is the stage of bondage means? Bondage?
Conditions, so...
For conditioned soul it is written. So we should know all these facts. It is not for liberated. They are liberated and they have all these things. They have nothing to practice. The practice is only for us from beginning to bhavavastha. So he is not telling about bhavavastha, but he is telling very lower classes of bondage. Whether we have krodh, kaam, lust, everything we have in this stage. As soon as, as much as bhakti will come, our mind will be purified, our heart will be purified. Otherwise, we will have to do first, evacuate our heart, given up all these things, and then bhakti will do. In lakhs and lakhs, but we cannot do. So as much as we will chant, as much as we can associate with superior Vaishnavas, remembering Krishna pastimes, always reading, always honoring Vaishnava, always serving Holy Master, and try to touch the teaching and heart of our beloved Gurudev, we can be. Bhakti will come and it will drive away all these bad things, opposite things, and we will qualify. This is the mission. Perhaps time is over.
Yeah.
So, I'm so glad to come here and to pay respect and pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru. And I'm so glad to come here, going through 22nd Avenue, where he used to live first and to deliver lectures and classes, and where all joined from here, where ISKCON was established really, and where he used to sit and to give Diksha or Harinam, initiations. I've seen there, I've paid respect there, so I'm so very glad to meet me here. He is always here also. Not in India only, not in Vrindavan. He can manifest his body lakhs and lakhs everywhere. In the heart of every disciple he may be. Pure defiles. Even in Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, so many, he can manifest his body. Because his body is not material, but is spiritual. So I am praying in his lotus feet that any day I should be qualified to touch his lotus feet dust, so that I can realize all his teachings and I will practice in my life. I also pray him to bestow his mercy to all, to know that what was his glory. So I know that he is also in friendly terms to me, and he is always bestowing his mercy. He has dragged me here and all the places where he touched this land, western countries, and where first his Krishna consciousness touched this Western current is fire. Gaur Pramananda. I also met my old friend, Sri Dhanudhar Maharaj. Yes, he is so merciful to me. He has always helped me when in going in ISKCON temple, Balram, Krishna, Vrindavan. sometimes coming to me with Swami Tamal Krishna, Giriraj Maharaj, and all, I remember all the days. I will think that they are my eternal friends and they always have mercy to me, and they will always help me to this for develop my bhakti. Gaur Praman. I'm indebted to you all that you have invited me, and I came to this place. So I think myself so proud of this. If anything wrong I have done, by your own qualification, you can forgive me for that.